spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your dollar a month trial today at shopify.com/records.
Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
COVID-19
Diaries.
Sierra Leone is the last country in West Africa to record a case of the COVID-19 virus. And as it stands now, we have 6 confirmed cases. We have 0 deaths, 0 recoveries. We have 311 people in quarantine facilities in key places across the country. And what the government did prior to we recording any case was to ensure when the government realized that Guinea had been struck with the virus, to put in place stringent quarantine measures. And what they did was they had to put quarantine measures that prompted all travelers landing into Sierra Leone from other countries who had recorded cases more than 50 of COVID-19 to be put under immediate quarantine. And those who didn't have cases up to 50, who travel from countries who didn't have cases up to 50, we are given the luxury to have self-quarantine, to be self-isolated in their homes and together with diplomats. So what that measure was timely, to the extent that the cases we have now are among those who flew into the country and were quarantined. As at now, all the 6 cases are from people who have been quarantined. The mistake the government did earlier was not to test those who were put into quarantine facilities, because they said they will wait until you show a sign of the virus before you're tested. So most of those that have been confirmed cases are people who were in quarantine centers, but we are not tested. So when the first case was suspected and confirmed, there was now a call for mandatory testing kits, testing situations to be carried out on all those in quarantine centers. And so the results are still ongoing. We're waiting for further test results on the way. There's every possibility that the cases will rise, because we're still waiting for all the results of the tests that have been conducted. The government has been proactive and a lot of measures have been put in place. The 3 days lockdown, today being the second day, the president went out yesterday on the Sunday, toured major parts across the country, and in his video he put out to the nation, he congratulated the people of this country for our resilience, for our law-abiding nature, and our zeal to fight back anything that had the tendency to put Sierra Leoneans down. And so as it stands now, the lockdown measures are very tight and people are complying. The level of compliance is overwhelming and people are complying. They stay at home. The nation is relatively peaceful and people are complying. There are rumors that people want the lockdown to be extended to 14 days, which people are not prepared for. And the government has not said anything around that. What we have been told is that we're having a 3 days lockdown that ends tomorrow midnight. So the country is relatively peaceful. There have been essential passes given to people whom the government consider to be essential workers, like journalists, health workers, civil society activists, volunteers to help curb the spread of COVID-19. But the country is relatively peaceful and everybody's going about observing the 3 days lockdown as at now.
So we have less than 200 cases. Tonight at the news on the national TV, they will share the update. They always share the update in the evening. So, of course, all the schools are closed. There is a curfew from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. So, of course, people are not respecting the measures in place. And they say that there should not be, for instance, social gathering for more than 50 people. No meetings. Officially, it is respected, or any organization. No organization is going to hold such meeting. But still, regarding social ceremonies like weddings, etc., so people are really organizing them. Although any time that the security people, they see it, they just go and ask them to leave the place. And also for funerals, also it's difficult for people to adapt. So for that case, also people are still gathering, etc. But some cases, some persons have recovered and they have gone back to their house, because there are separate places for those who are really sick, and for those who are just in isolation. So some have recovered. I can see from the data of 4th of April that like 10 people have recovered, and there are five deceased. Yeah, five persons died from this coronavirus. And the evening when I watch at the TV, I will keep you updated for the new data. Yeah. Thank you.
COVID-19 Diaries.
COVID-19 Diaries.
COVID-19 Diaries. Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.